A new album, The Lost Notebooks of Hank Williams, finds a number of major country and rock musicians setting to music lyrics that Hank Williams left behind in four notebooks when he died in 1953. Bob Dylan, Alan Jackson, Jack White, and Nora Jones are among the artists who've taken part in this unusual project. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Time after time, you've proven untrue, leaving me home to cry over you. Each time you come back and say I'm your sweetheart, but how many times did you broken my heart?
One must feel ambivalent about this album, The Lost Notebooks of Hank Williams. Yes, it does give us an opportunity to hear some previously unreleased lyrics by one of the greatest songwriters country music has produced. But Williams didn't write the music that accompanies his words, and as sincere as these performers are, none of the words are framed the way Williams would have had he completed the songwriting process. Would Hank, for example, have set The Love That Faded to a waltz beat, as Bob Dylan has done with it?
Happy turned into lonely years. Vows that we made turned into lies. My life is empty, my lonely heart cries.
I like that performance in the way that I like so many of Dylan's latter-day gargling with Drano vocal turns. Dylan doesn't try to capture the sound of Hank Williams, and that's a good strategy. But so is Alan Jackson's on You've Been Lonesome Too. And if anything, Jackson sounds like an uncannily well-rested, well-preserved version of Hank himself.
If your heart has known such pain until for death it's cried, only to have the Lord refuse, then you've been near my side. If in your heart somehow you know you'll fail whatever you do, then you have walked a road of pain. Yes, you've been lonesome too.
One of the greatest gifts of this project is to hear Williams at his most heartless, bitter, and vengeful. Hank spent much of his career balancing songs of heartache with spiritual songs of faith. But I was thrilled to hear the dark Hank Williams, as presented by Vince Gill and Rodney Crowell, in their stark version of a great, ruthless lyric, I Hope You Shed a Million Tears.
I gave my heart and soul to you. You done me wrong for years. My
I can see you clear as day there on our wedding night. The warm glow of your heart so gay and your eyes blue shining bright. Your lips were like a rose red wine the stars alone can yield. My one and only Valentine, my lily of the field.
Instead of heartache, heartlessness. Dismissals don't get much more decisive than that. Dylan was the first artist contacted to interpret this material, and the album has been released on his Egyptian Records imprint for Columbia Records. I Hope You Shed a Million Tears' stone-cold words can't help but remind me of the harsh Dylan of Like a Rolling Stone or something from Blood on the Tracks. Similarly, Patti Loveless takes another face-slap lyric, You're Through Fooling Me, and brings it to full crimson passion and beauty.
Hi.
It's interesting to see the lyrics of one song as printed on the CD jacket of the Lost Notebooks, and to listen to where the line breaks occur in the singing of the others. Williams usually wrote here in quatrains, each verse a very direct A-B-A-B rhyme scheme. Keeping the structure simple allowed him to speak directly yet artfully. There's a flaw in this collection, however. Too frequently, the invited stars err on the side of caution, applying rather pallid, even rudimentary melodies to the lyrics, resulting in washed-out backgrounds on songs covered by, for example, Sheryl Crow, Lucinda Williams, and Jacob Dylan. Then there's Jack White's labored impersonation of the wrong Hank. He sounds more like Hank Williams III, the wobbliest member of the Williams family to trade on the great man's name.
Now you know that I know that you ain't no good, and you wouldn't tell the truth even if you could. Lying is a habit you practice wherever you go. Well, you may fool the rest of this world, but you know that I know.
Overall, however, The Lost Notebooks of Hank Williams is catnip for anyone who's familiar with Williams' greatest hits. A couple of these songs could have been crafted by the man himself into important additions to his canon. As it stands, we have these reverent and sometimes inspired interpretations of words that ring with graceful candor.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed The Lost Notebooks of Hank Williams.
You took my world, tore it apart. Oh, how many times have you broken my heart? You took my world, tore it apart. How many times have you broken my heart? How many times have you broken my heart?
Coming up, Maureen Corrigan reviews Russell Banks' new novel about a homeless sex offender. This is Fresh Air.